Okay, news update. Good news for anyone who travels Interstate 95 in the Northeast.
Pennsylvania's governor announced that traffic on Interstate 95 will resume this weekend after a section of the highway was closed due to a bridge collapse caused by a tanker truck fire.
Everyone has worked around the clock to get this done, and we have completed each phase of this project safely and way ahead of schedule.
Governor Josh Shapiro saying that paving may begin Wednesday.
Correspondent John Schaefer. The biggest medical association in the U.S. no longer wants health professionals to report pregnant women who abuse drugs. The American Medical Association now believes reporting will discourage pregnant women from getting help because they're afraid of going to jail or losing custody of their child. The AMA found non-punishable public health approaches result in better outcomes. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.